Chapter 5, The Fall. On the way home, Maggie told Tom what had happened. A client of Wakeham's who had recently lent Mr. Tulliver £500 had become anxious about his money when he heard that their father was involved in an expensive lawsuit. Mr. Tulliver had promised him the contents of his house as security on the loan, but then he had lost the case and now didn't have enough money to pay the expenses. He was desperate. The worst came a few days later when he received a letter from his lawyer. It said that the man who had held the mortgage on the mill had his own financial difficulties and had now signed away the mortgage to Mr. Tulliver's old enemy, Wakeham. The shock had been so great that Mr. Tulliver had lost consciousness and had not recovered since that day. When they arrived home, Maggie and Tom were horrified to find the bailiffs in their house making an inventory of everything. Their mother was crying.
"What will I do?"
she sobbed.
"I can't bear to lose my silver teapot and all my tablecloths. And some of these things have my name on them. Imagine the disgrace. Oh, why did I marry a man who would bring shame on my family?"
For the first time, Tom began to understand that their father was directly responsible for the family's troubles, and said nothing. But Maggie was furious at their mother's selfishness. The next day, all the aunts and uncles arrived at the mill for a family conference.
"Well, Tom," said Mr. Glegg, "it's time to put your education to some use now. You'll have to get a job, and it will be a hard life for you."
"But you must bear your father's disgrace humbly,"
added Aunt Glegg.
"We will buy you some simple furniture and help pay for the rent of this house. But you must be grateful and respectful to us. After all, you will inherit my money when I'm gone."
At the end of this lecture, Tom offered a suggestion.
"If you gave us our inheritance now, Aunt Glegg,"
he said politely,
"we would be able to pay all Father's debts, and he wouldn't be bankrupt. And I could get a job and pay you back the extra money that you would have earned in interest."
Everyone was silent for a moment, amazed at Tom's maturity. But Aunt Glegg was not happy with the suggestion.
"Why should I give away my fortune to keep your family in luxury, when it's obvious you can't look after money?"
she said. The proud Maggie finally exploded.
"My father is a better man than any of you,"
she shouted.
"He would have helped you if you had been in trouble. Why don't you go away and leave us alone? We can manage without your money."
The shocked aunts were more convinced than before that Maggie would bring her mother nothing but trouble. At that moment, Mrs. Moss arrived. She told the relatives that her husband owed Mr. Tulliver £300, but that he couldn't pay it back because his farm was in debt. She told Mr. Glegg that her husband had written Mr. Tulliver a note for the debt.
"In that case," Mr. Glegg explained, "if Tulliver's declared bankrupt, his creditors will find the note and will force you to repay the money anyway."
Tom remembered that his father had once spoken to him about this loan. He had said that he would never insist on its repayment because he didn't want his sister to suffer. After some discussion, everyone eventually agreed that they ought to look for the note and destroy it, so Mr. Glegg, Mrs. Moss, Maggie and Tom all went up to their father's room. They opened his big wooden chest to search for the note. Unfortunately, at that moment, the lid of the chest slammed shut. To everyone's surprise, Mr. Tulliver immediately sat up in bed, fully conscious, and stared at Mr. Glegg and Tom. In a normal, rational voice, he asked what was happening.
"Yes, yes. You must destroy Mr. Moss's note,"
he agreed.
"And Tom, you must look after your mother and sister now, and make sure you pay back every shilling that I owe. I'm sorry that you will be so poor, but it is all the lawyer's fault, not mine. And Tom, if you ever get the chance, you must have revenge on Wakeham for all this."
Then he lay back on the pillows and closed his eyes again.